Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, January 24th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Slayback's Missouri Cavalry Regiment. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome, dear listeners, to another exciting episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're saddling up for a journey through history as we explore the tale of Slayback's Missouri Cavalry Regiment. So grab your Stetson hats and let's gear up for a ride back to the tumultuous days of the American Civil War. To set the scene, let's rewind to the mid-19th century. Picture a nation divided deeply by ideology, a land torn asunder by civil war. The Union and the Confederacy are locked in a brutal conflict, and in the midst of this chaos emerges Slayback's Missouri Cavalry Regiment. This regiment was a mounted unit of the Confederate States Army, and it played a colorful role in the Trans-Mississippi Theater of Operations. The regiment is named after its commander, Brigadier General Alonzo W. Slayback, an ambitious leader born in 1838 in Kentucky. Slayback was not only a soldier, but also a lawyer and orator, a man whose life was etched by the times he lived in. One might wonder, what drives individuals like Slayback to pitch themselves into the fire of conflict? Was it ideology, economics, or perhaps something more personal? Slayback's Missouri Cavalry Regiment was organized in late 1864 during the latter years of the Civil War, when the Confederacy was struggling to maintain its ground against the Union. Here's an interesting tidbit. Several cavalry regiments and battalions formed during the war were often comprised of recruits who brought with them their own horses. Yes, in the 1860s, you didn't just sign up, you brought your steed along for the ride. This raises a question. How did soldiers of the time afford such commitments, and what drove their loyalty to a cause that demanded everything? The regiment saw action primarily in the region known today as the southwestern United States. They were engaged in various skirmishes and operations under the command of Brigadier General Joe Shelby, a notable leader whose daring tactics have become legend. It's within these lesser-known battles and maneuvers that the real grit of the regiment's story lies. If you were in the boots of a cavalry soldier at the time, how would you adapt to the challenging terrains and fluid combat situations? In exploring the history of Slayback's regiment, we must ask these questions of ourselves. How do historical narratives shape our understanding of loyalty, resilience, and conviction? And perhaps, more pertinently, what lessons do we learn from these stories of courage and conflict? Interestingly, Slayback's regiment was involved in the infamous Price's Raid in late 1864, which was a last-ditch Confederate attempt to seize Missouri and rally pro-Southern sentiment in the state. Led by Major General Sterling Price, this operation involved a sweeping movement through Missouri. Slayback's unit, as a part of Shelby's cavalry, became intrepid participants in this bold, albeit unsuccessful, campaign. This leads us to ponder the concept of lost causes. What propels individuals and groups to continue to fight hard, even when the odds seem insurmountable? Let's take a moment here for an anecdote. During the campaign, General Shelby once reportedly shared a few words with a young cavalryman who expressed doubt about their mission's success. Shelby, known for his quick wit and unyielding spirit, told him, "Son, history is made by the daring, not the doubting." Now, back to the regiment. Toward the war's end, like many units devoted to the Confederate cause, Slayback's regiment faced dissolution. With the fall of the Confederacy in 1865, the unit disbanded just as the fog of war lifted. Soldiers returned home, saddling one last time, left to rebuild in a fractured nation. Imagine standing at the cusp of such monumental change. How does one rebuild a life and identity after the structures that held your world together have crumbled? To tie everything together, Slayback's Missouri Cavalry Regiment is more than just a military unit of the past. It represents a chapter in the broader narrative of the human condition, of commitment, of standing firm amid upheaval, and of personal and collective transformation. As we ride off into the sunset of today's episode, let's remember that history is rich with these stories. They challenge us to consider our values, our definitions of courage, and what we choose to stand for. So here's a question to leave you with. In today's world, are there causes you feel so deeply about that you would dedicate your life to them, regardless of the consequences? Are there modern-day cavalries that you're part of in any capacity? I'd love for you to ponder this in your own time. Thank you for joining me on this historical journey through Slayback's Missouri Cavalry Regiment. Keep an eye on the horizon for where Wikipedia will take us next. Until then, ride safe and stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Slayback's Missouri Cavalry Regiment. Thanks for listening. See you next time.